I think, more information on that. Is that something that could come back next week or when you bring it back?
I'll turn to them and ask them. Is that pushing it too soon?
So we have a few things here. So we're going to address the 50% and 80% by amending today. Mm-hmm. Then we have the hardship criteria, how we're going to address that component, and how we are addressing if someone pays an LAD. So yes. I think we could, those are things we could, I'm looking to Kurt since he...
I'm selfishly looking at a very intensive appeal that is going to be before City Council next Thursday afternoon, and there's a fair amount of time that is going to be involved in preparing for that appeal. So I want to be fair in the commitment to Council and response, and I'm not sure we could deliver.
What if we set it over 2 weeks from now for a second reading?
That would be great. Yeah.
Or even three.
And then in terms of the community involvement, I think to the extent that, so the allocation methodology, again, what this is passing is just that three-step process. But if there is a desire to add in an amendment or something to the ordinance to reinforce that when we come back with the project selection, that there
has
something about the community involvement robust, we're happy to add that to the ordinance.
And that where there are adopted plans like East Portland in Motion, as Southwest in Motion will be adopted, that those are kind of part of the adopted plan consideration.
Sure.
Also.
Sure.
Yeah, so we don't actually have to specify when you bring this back, Commissioner. It's up to you to schedule when you want to do a second reading.
Okay.
And soon, as I said, it's been 25 years in the making, so it'd be worth getting a little bit further this time around.
The piece that the developers are interested in that we keep getting calls about is the maximum, because they're waiting to file their plans, because if the maximum goes into effect, then they're looking at paying potentially less money. So that's the piece that we're getting calls about.
And I don't know if anybody has any qualms about that piece. I mean, we did hear testimony on it, but I tend to think that there has to be some kind of upper maximum, especially as we start doing this. So is there a way for us to do that in a more expedited way, just pull that piece out?
Certainly Council can adopt this and then direct us to make it retroactive, so anybody that submits, we can go back and refund appropriately for the cap. I think we're hearing that message was made very clear that we can communicate that to applicants from this point forward.
Thank you. That was
good. Very good. Any further questions? All right. We have an ordinance before us today. The ordinance has exhibits. Exhibit A would make amendments to city code. Exhibit C would make changes to the policy TRN-1.26 governing the LTIC, the LTIC. Before us is a substitute Exhibit A dated 2/1/18. This includes changes that were discussed earlier but not yet adopted, and also new changes that are highlighted. Likewise, before us is a substitute Exhibit C dated 2/1/18 that includes changes that were discussed earlier but not yet adopted, and also new changes that are highlighted. Commissioner Saltzman, you made a motion to adopt substitute Exhibit A. Legal counsel would like to clarify a second.
Second.
Commissioner Fritz seconds. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
This is merely substituting the new proposal. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Substitute Exhibit A is adopted. Commissioner Saltzman also made a motion to adopt substitute Exhibit C. Could I get a second?
Second.
Commissioner Udaly, second. Substitute Exhibit C. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Substitute Exhibit C is adopted. Commissioner Fritz had offered up an amendment with regard to adjustment of the lower limit. Legal counsel wanted a clear statement on that for the record.
Help me out, Kurt. Where is the language in this for
it's
that?
It's on page 14 of Exhibit C. It's highlighted number 2.
Thanks,
under
Anne.
Low income.
So on page 14 of 18, low income owner occupancy under number 2, change 50% to 80%.
So this would be an amendment to substitute Exhibit C, correct?
Correct.
Very good. Call the roll.
And Commissioner Udaly seconded that amendment.
Commissioner Udaly seconds. Call the roll, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.